So they that hallow the word, they prophesy by Baal. They are under influence of spirit. When one prophesies, they are under the influence of a spirit, right? So if they prophesy by Baal, what spirit are they under influence of? Satan. That's the truth. If I speak by the spirit of Yah, I'm under the influence of Yahweh. If I prophesy by Baal, I'm under the influence of Baal. The Phoenician god of supremacy, or the god of duality, Yah is Echad. He is one. Hallelujah. You don't learn this in the intellectual atmosphere of the higher learnings of hermeneutics and hermeneutics. It comes like it did to Shemuel by the word of Yah that he spoke unto him. It must be that way. Well, Pastor Roberts, I know you're speaking that, but that's the old thing over there. Well, the book is one. And what Shemuel spoke then Shaul, Paul spoke the same thing. Turn quickly to 1 Corinthians. I want to show us something. Chapter 1 and verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. Shaul says, he said, I want you to understand now the wisdom of the world. Now, for after that, in the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of Yahweh, do you all hear that? For after that, in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world by worldly wisdom knew not Yah. So what are they teaching us today? Are not these institutions teaching the people worldly wisdom? They're teaching them sensual things to have riches and to be greedy. So the worldly wisdom knows not Yahweh. It pleased Yah by the foolishness or the simplicity of what? Of what? That's what I'm doing. To save what? Them that believe. So that's what Yah has chosen. He has chosen an avenue like this. To save them that believe by the simplicity and the foolishness of preaching. Hallelujah. He has chosen that. If you're angry, you better be angry with yourself. If you're upset. Hallelujah. You're full of you. You're full of your own corruption. For this is the word that I'm talking from. He has chosen by the simplicity of preaching to save all of us that believe. For the world in its wisdom knows not Yah. Show me where the world teaches us that it expressed the true nature of Yah. Show me one thing. The philosophies of the world. The mathematicals. It denies him. It says that man is supreme. Tell me. Show me one thing that the world gives us that creates this institution in our thought process that it reverence the Most High. Show me one thing. Show me one thing that it teaches us. It teaches you to be rebellious. Young women go off to college. Even young women that are clean and they're chaste in constitution. And they go off in the college and they become little whores. Every young stud in the college sleeping with them. Most of them do that. They become drunkards. They're drinking. They're carousing. Come on. That's not Yah. If it's one thing that women do not understand, you daughters of Zion, all you women, you that are listening, who you that will hear this, it's one thing that men, they are as preposterous, silly as they come. But it's one thing that a man delights in when he sees the character of a woman that is refined. And I'm not talking about some arrogant, snotty-nosed, dignified cow. I'm talking about a woman that her constitutions are strengthened by her moralities, because her moralities are based upon the Mikrah, the government and the law of Yah. That's something he's impressed with. That. They see these women dressed like harlots. That's what they call them. And look at that hoe, man. Look at that hoe. She ain't no more a hoe. Let me talk. What's up? Hey, how you doing? So they characterize women that way. What if you bark like a dog? You act like a dog, it must be a dog. That's just the truth. When he sees a woman that has a character that is pristine, he's intimidated by that. He is. He's like, boy, I'm scared of that. Hallelujah, that's the truth. He sees something that is doggish as him. I don't care whether she's married or not. I don't care the way she calls herself a virgin. She may be a virgin in a physical sense, but her mind is so filthy, she's full of hell. She's a Jezebel in the mind. He will handle that. Hallelujah. I want to be more like HaMashiach. Shin the prophet. He's not coming for money. He's not trying to raise an offering. He's going to declare the kingdom truth. Hallelujah. So by the foolishness of the simplicity of preaching, to save us that believe. This generation, and we are a part of it. In Romans chapter 1, I want to read one verse, but if you read that whole chapter, let me turn there. I want to read a few verses. You all bear with me. Whether you bear with me or not, it makes no difference, all right? I want to read out of Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 1. Now, I want you to read this with me and tell me, does this express this hour that we are in? And be totally honest and do not lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Romans chapter 1, let me begin reading at verse 17. For therein is the sadiq of the righteousness of Yah revealed from emunah, faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, the message of Yahshua. For the wrath of Yah is revealed from the heavens against all wickedness and all unrighteousness of men. Now look what they do now. Who hold the truth. Now what is the truth? Listen. The truth is in Tehillim, Psalms 119, 142. For the righteousness of Yahweh is an everlasting righteousness, and His Torah is the truth. So Jeremiah says that there are those that handle the Torah that know not Yahweh. Did it say that? Does it say that? Did I read that? So the book is evidently a one-strip book. It is not a dual book of duplicity. There is no contradictory. And if it's duplicity, there's contradictory. And there is no contradictory. He said they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Their men sway by natural and carnal things. They're wicked men because that which may be known of Yah is manifest in them. For Yah has showed it to them. For the invisible things of Him, for the invisible things of Yah, from Him, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power of the body of Yah, so that they are without excuse. So you have no excuse. You can say what you want to. Yah said, even the invisible things speaks of the things that I've done. You have no excuse. He goes on to say, listen to this, it's vital, verse 21. Because that, when they knew Yah, at one time they knew Him, didn't they? That's what it's saying. You can't say that He's speaking to the Gentiles, that He's speaking to Israel. They were the one that knew Him. Did the Hittites know Yah? Did the Jebusites know Yah? Did the Hivites know Yah? So He's speaking to the rebellious house of Israel. He said, because when they knew Yah, they honored Him not as Yah, neither were they todah, neither were they thankful, but became vain, they became empty in their imagination. It's in the book whether you read it or not. And their foolish heart was darkened. Now, did I write that or is it in the book? It's in the book. Did I call their hearts foolish or did Yah? He called their hearts foolish. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Wise? Fools. They became fools and changed the honor of the uncorruptible Abba into the image of made like a corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping thing. Now what? You see what they've done here, right? That's what this nation has done, hasn't it not? So why do you think you have the homosexual and the filth you have today? The rebellious wives and husbands don't love their wives. They love some of the man's wife. He says in verse 24, wherefore, listen now, Yahweh also gave them up to what? Clean stuff? Does it say uncleanliness? Through what? A lust of whose heart? Their neighbor's heart? Their friend's heart? Their neighbor's heart? Your own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth? Would you change the Torah? You hear that? Well, I'm black and I'm right. I'm a Caucasian and this just right. You're a liar. I have no problem dealing with the ethical things or the race thing. No races. It's just tribes that you have made. White man is not white. He's a Caucasian. He's a German. He's not white. His skin the same color as the yellow man. The one he calls yellow is a Chinese. No such thing as a white man or black man. Hallelujah. we're such hypocrites. We don't want to deal with issues like that because we have this block of prejudice and lies in us. And we're confronted with that. We feel all, I don't feel offended. I tell the truth. Truth makes you free. And the bondage of that. What are you, preacher? I'm a man. I'm a son of Yah. I'm a true seed of Israel. That's what I am. Period. Period. Hallelujah. To hell with white men. All white men go to hell. Black men too. Hallelujah. Who change the truth of Yah into a lie. Well, they will not do that. They change the truth, the Torah, into a deception. And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore, amen. For this cause now, for this cause, because we have done that, Yah gave them up unto what kind of affection? Filthy, unclean, insidious, wicked affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. When a woman thinks she's a man, she is a twisted, flu-do, nuthead. They even changed the use. Is this one of the nations that promotes that above all nations? No nation like this whole house. The women changed the natural use. Now, this is new. This is what they call, quote, New Testament. All right, unquote. It is just a book. It is just a revelation of what was written in the beginning. They changed the natural use. The women changed the natural use against that which is against nature. It is against nature for a woman to act like a man. Woman shouldn't talk like a man. Woman shouldn't dress like a man. She dressed like a woman. She's the strength or the beauty of the man. So they changed the natural use. Why? Because they changed the truth. When you change truth, we are twisted people. I will not change the truth for any of us. I will not change the truth for anyone that's listening. For not $1, one dime. I don't need a dime. I don't need nothing. I have bread. What bread? The whole steak. I have Yeshua. I have bread to eat. And I certainly can drink from the well. They changed the natural use, which is against nature. And likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman. Now, you know what that is. Man leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their own lust, one toward another. What? I love Brother Dale, and I got a man's thing for him. And that's the man thing, but no lust there. Men burning in their lust, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving to themselves the recompense of the error, which was not. Why? And even though they did not like to retain Yah in their knowledge, Yah gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So did I give them up or did Yah give them up? Yah gave them up to that. Because when they knew Yah, they did not honor him as Yah. They did not honor him as the Almighty. They were not told how. They were vain in their imagination. So that's what Yah gave them up to. You, I tell you what, read the book. It's there in the book. It's not some, I am not trying to make a conjecture here. It's there. It's not any added dimension to what I just read. It's there. This cowardly, weak generation, because they don't know Yah, they don't want to read that because they're going to be held responsible for that. And they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. There are a few that love Yah. I hear from people all over. And they tell me, preacher, don't stop preaching like that. No one out there preaching the truth. I like to hear the brothers, whoever they are, as long as they're preaching truth, he will have my fellowship. Look at who he is. It's amazing because the pastor out there in Emory, Texas, he called yesterday morning right before prayer and said to me, Pastor Robert, I certainly would like to, well, you know, I'd like to have you come back and you, well, I told him I certainly appreciate the invitation, but I'm not going back. You know, that's not Yah's will. Not now. Hallelujah. I know it's not. I certainly appreciate Pastor Robinson's invitation. Hallelujah. To invite me. I really do. When I go somewhere like that, I want to preach for the 3 days. Because the rest of them, they're not saying anything. Give me the 3 days. And then you will begin to see a transformation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to have truth, brother. We cannot have these men holding the truth and unrighteousness. And that's what they do, my brothers and my sister. They hold the truth of Yah in unrighteousness. And they're not even told unto Yah for what he has done. Scripture says in Yochanan, John chapter 1. There's a true light that we must have in us. And every man does not know this true light.
That's why, brothers and sisters, pray that Yah raises up Shemuel. He's here on the earth. And that all Israel will know. We need to know that, brothers and sisters. We must know that. It says in Yochanan, John chapter 1 and verse 9, as it speaks as Yochanan, the emerger, he talks about one that will come. It says in verse 9, that was the true light, which light every man that comes into the world. He was in the world. Do you all hear that? Yeshua was in the world, right? And the world was made by him, the Word. He's the living Word, is he not? The world was made by him, and the world knew him. And the world yada him. And the world knew him. The world knew him not. And they don't know the one they came in their boss name today. They know Baal. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the name Christo, Christ, Jesus, it is a lie. He came in his Abba's name. And the Abba's name is Yahweh. Yah. And he did not come in Yeshua. He came in Yah. He came as the salvation. And if you look in your concordance, your lexicon, the word salvation spoken, it is Yahshua. Yahshua. He is the salvation. He is the Yahshak. He's the saving power. Not some Jezebel grace. We're not saved by grace. We're saved by the unmerited favor of Yah. We're not saved by some Greek deity of hell. That's what she is. Saved by grace through faith. Now we're saved by the merit faith of Yah. Because by the merit love, unmerited love of Yah. Because we have confidence in what he has said. That's what we say by not grace. There's no grace. She's a Jezebel. She's one of the most profound Greek goddesses. There is grace. Grace. And so she has become the in-between between Yah and man. Like hell. It is Yahshua. Yahshua. He is the interceder. He intercedes for Israel. Period. For the word of Yah made this world. And they did not even know that this was the words among them. This world doesn't know Yah. It's an evil generation. It serves Baal's lords and gods. It does not serve Yah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Robert, that somewhat self-righteous attitude. No, I have no righteousness within me. Neither do you. We're made righteous or justified by what he says. He is the one that justifies us. I have nothing. I'm equipped with nothing but what he has imparted in me or put in me. Neither are you. So we're not right because I talk like this. I'm made right because I believe what he said. Hallelujah. So there are not many. Many that go into that pernicious way, but few that be that find the way that leads unto the bosom of Yah. He brought that whole house out of Mizraim, did he not? They were pagan as hell. They built a calf god. They worshipped God. They had orgies. They did every kind of foul thing it was. And all the old heads, he destroyed all them, except Yahshua and Kahab. And those that were 19 and other, those are the only ones he sent into the promised land. Because they were crazy. They were twisted. This is the twisted generation. The old folks want to be young. You got old women just as crazy as the young ones. They go to these whole houses. Little gal got her dress up there. She wants something up there. She got varicose veins, not needs. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Some old twisted-headed man got his old chest out trying to show the nappy hairs in his chest, looking like a fool. Dress yourself man and act like a man. Fit yourself like a man. I tell a man, button your shirt up. Gray hairs? You got enough on your head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. We must deal with sin. We defy the Torah. That must be dealt with, brothers and sisters. Let no one trick you. Don't even let me. Let me be a fool. Obey Yah. This is in the book. Or I may extrapolate on it. I speak by the unction of the Spirit of Yah. But what I'm telling you, it is profoundly truth. It is not based upon some kind of programming that I've been programmed by. I'm led by the Ruah. He says, the light was in the world knew him not. He came to who? To his own. He was out of the house of Israel. Of the seed of Abraham. He came to his own, and his own what? And they still don't receive him. Israel still don't receive him. Listen to me. All that which say they're in that land where they're called Israel, that's not Israel. Oh, there's some that sure it is, but everyone over there, that's not Israel. I don't care what anyone says. A bunch of falsehood and deceivers and liars, corruptors and thieves. Is Israel there? Sure it is. But that's not the whole house of Israel. And people are afraid to say that you have these corrupt men that say that that's not so. They're Zionists. They came from every part of the world and they went to that country. That's not all Israel. Are there Israel? That sure it is. Well, what is the color of Israel from the coat that Joseph received from his avatar, from that spectrum of color to that one? And the coat was of many what? Colors? So that's Israel. Hallelujah. You got those that declare that they're Israel because their skin is dark. You got those that declare their skin because their skin is Caucasian. They're not Israel. Israel is identified. And men are cowardly to speak that today. That's the truth. Hallelujah. That is the truth. He has a true lineage. He has a true seed, a true people too. But all that is not Israel, no more in all of America, no more in all of Germany, no more all of Ghana, no more in all of Nigeria. Is that Israel in Nigeria? Sure it is. Is that Israel down there in Haiti? Sure it is. Is that Israel there in Sweden? Sure it is. Sure it is. And he's not going to bring them to Israel in the fashion that man, he's going to do it this time. And they're going to come from every part of the world. Hallelujah. It's not going to have to be done. Yah has always fought the battle of Israel. You got those that are orthodox there in Israel that say that they're Zionists, that they're corrupt. This is not Yah. Yah has always established Israel. I hear these fools today, we're going to rule this, we're going to rock to Israel. I said, these ignorant ravens, they know not Yah. Did he bring them out of Egypt? Did he raise up the prophet? There were five he raised up, right? Sure, of 10. No, he had 20. One. Moshe. One. Well, Aharon. No. Moshe. One. One. Hallelujah. Well, preacher, did he raise up one to redeem us? One. The Son. Yahshua. Yahshua. So all are not Israel. Hallelujah. All or not. They're not. Even scripture says they say all they say they're Israel are not Israel now. That's the truth. Israel has the power of his Torah. And the life of that Torah is in the witness, the testimony of Yahshua. Hallelujah. And he's still going to save all Israel. Hallelujah. You see, this nation and the people of this nation around the world, they serve the creature more than they do the creator. They think more of the flesh than they do Yahweh. All flesh is as the beauty of the heavens, isn't it? I like that. As the grass withereth, you get wrinkled, honey. Man, you get black things under your eyes. Mama, you don't have no black stuff under your eyes. My eyes are blacker than yours, and I'm younger than you. Hallelujah. And so the old body, it withers away, doesn't it? Sure it does. And that's the truth. Who is Israel? There's a people. And Yah scattered them throughout the nations of the world. And they knew women of other nations and other places. Sure they did. You have those that are the dark skin. They say that, well, first of all, if this is Babel here, this is Egypt. Well, then the first slave in what we call the New World was in 1502, right? Oh, I know a little about history now. That's when it was, 1502. So we passed over 400 plus years, haven't we not? So somewhere their little doctrine has nothing at all. Sure does. Hallelujah. And so they all got that. I hear from the Caucasian, I hear from the black ones, that they are the true sheep, no one else. I say, you bunch of fools, get out of my face. You're from hell, where you from? Hallelujah. So they get upset with me. They write, well, you don't have this. I know I don't have that. You talking about it enough. You just keep talking that. I will deal with the sins of the house of Israel, their repulsive matter, their wickedness. Those men handling the Torah, they don't know Yah. They may be educated. They may be intellectual, but they do not know him. An intellectual man doesn't know Yah. Kephar was a man that was a fisherman.
Yosef, when Yato said to him, this is your wife, the scripture says, look at this. It even after that seed, after it came forth, he knew not Miriam until after. He didn't even know her until after the seed. There was no action there between that first mother and the ninth one. He did not know her. He did not know her until afterwards. Afterwards, he knew her. That's crazy. I know it's crazy. Hallelujah. He has taken the wise thing of this world and made it just foolish. He's taking the simple things and it confounds the wise. And so, well, what can be? But yet this damn wicked, I say it that way, this damn wicked, blasphemous, trouble-minded generation can't believe that 50 billion years ago some little thing, boom, and some little spark, and this evolution began, and all of a sudden you saw the chromatic and a man raise up and rise from hell. They are that down they can believe that, but yet the true story they can't believe. I'd rather believe this than that. When I see this creation, I say, man, this, I was up in that plane on the way back. I say, yeah, this is just, it's beyond expression. This is magnificent. This could not come from some explosion. This did not evolve out of some little amoeba. This did not evolve from some bacteria. Honey, this is too complex. It is too complex for some little bacteria. It had to be a designer say, let there be light. And light said, well, what is light? He just said, let it be light. The light is the witness of his truth among men. And the first thing he established was his light. Let it be light. See, the light, he was the light of the world, was he not? Let me finish up here. It says, and he came to his own received him not, but as many received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of Yah, even to them that believe on what? His name. So he had to come in the name of the Abba. He had to come in the same name. We must believe on that name, because in that name is the name of the Father. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yah. And the Word was made flesh. Now, do you see what was made? The words. The Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld His splendor and the splendor of the only begotten Son of Yah, the Abba, full of the unmerited love and favor and truth. And that is what He's full of. Full of Torah. And He is full of truth and nothing else. This world knows Him not. It has never known Him, because if it had have known Him, they would have never done what they did. They would have never killed Him. They would have never impaled Him. It doesn't know Him. And that's why they don't know Him today. That's why if they knew Him, and they knew who He was, they would show enough. Then they would try to crucify Him, using that expression. Turn quickly to 1 Corinthians. Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Now, you can't understand this if you're an ignoramus. And we're all ignorant. I know I am. In many facets of life, I'm ignorant. 1 Corinthians 2, 6. 1 Corinthians 2, 6. Shaul says, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? He says, in order to... the way you understand the reasoning of Yah, you got to be mature. And we're babies. We're immature. We think we're mature. How many kids out of 12 think that they're mature, they can handle things? How many of you parents had to deal with your little knucklehead sons and daughters, thought they knew everything and they were young? So how could you explain the things of the plight of life when little knucklehead Dale was 15, he thought he knew everything, or 16 because he could drive? How did that little plumhead boy know anything? But he thought he knew. So he could not even understand the maturity of life, what you could express to him, the pitfalls and what is daddy. But that little skinhead of his, he thought he knew. Oh, Mama, you don't understand. Mama, you don't understand. Things are different. No, things are not different. Things were still the same. So he said, we speak the wisdom of Yah to those that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince or the rulers of this world that comes to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yah ordained before the world to our splendor and our honor. See, what Yah has done, what He has created, and what He has done in Yeshua, it was before the foundations of the world. His election was before the foundation of the world. How do you know that? He said, because which none of the princes of the world, or the rulers, or the powers that rule the world, they
of this world knew. They did not yada. They did not know. For had they yada known it, they would have also, they would have what? Come on here, talk to me. They would have what? They would have not impaled the King of splendor and honor. See, if they had known that, they would have never done that. They didn't know. See, that's why they don't know who is a true brother or a true sister. Because it's based upon some religious expression, or religious emotion. The wisdom of Christianity doesn't speak to the wisdom of Yah. He said, but as this is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the love of man, the things which Yah hath prepared for them that what? Love him. Whosoever abideth in Yahweh, they sin not. If we live in Yah, there's no practicing of sin. We don't defy the Torah. And whosoever sins, whosoever defies the Torah, they have never seen him, neither do they know him. So if a man is transgressing the Torah, listen to me as I close. If one says that they love Yah and they defy the Torah, they are liars. Because we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. So when a man defies the Torah, when he goes against the maturity and the strength of the Torah, he is committing sin. And when a man commits sin, he doesn't know Yah. He's never seen the mercies of Yah, nor his kindness. And when a man obliges his flesh to transgress against Yah, he doesn't know him. And I ask you all the question, is this nation, those that say they handle the Torah, the truth, are they teaching us not the transgressor, or are they allowing that it is permissible? It is permissible. This is an evil nation. White folks are evil. Black folks are evil. Hebrews are evil. Jews are evil. Germans are evil. They're evil. This world is evil. It's wicked. And it's going to take the cleansing power of Yah to purge this whorehouse. America is the cauldron of whoredom. She's a hoe. It's going to take Yah to cleanse this house. And he's going to restore his house. And we're going to call upon his name with a pure language, pure voice. And we're going to love him. I'm going to finish this. Listen, I know I need to finish the first one. I will. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There's so much that we must redeem the time. There's so much we need to learn quickly. You understand? There are things that we need to get in the backpack, the bosom pack. And we're prepared for the battles ahead. She's coming down. Her economy is false. Her market is based upon superficial. Isn't it amazing that she gives every little nation like Cuba hell? All the politician rises up against it. You got an ignorant generation of people say, do not even sell grain to Cuba. And they're going on the political side of their mama, daddy. And yet they borrow $1 billion a day from that whorehouse nation called China that oppresses and kill and rob the people. That's wickedness. Little nation just south of us here in the Caribbean called Haiti. Poorest nation in this hemisphere. And this whore, this Jezebel, this nation. You know why that nation is poor? Can I tell you why? You know, I'm an inquisitive man. When I don't understand a thing, I want to find out about it. I will tell you, I'll give you a little history. When slavery began in 1502 in what we call the Americas, that was the first nation. In 1791, it was a revolt in Haiti. And they destroyed the most massive army in the world. The British army was the most powerful army in the world. And those people rose up on those sugar plantations and they destroyed, they decimated the British population. Listen now. And British, and that was a free country then. And what they did, they said, okay, you won. You cannot have anything on this island. You must pay reparation. And so the little people worked and they had to, everything went out of the country. To Britain, to America, to France. That's the truth. We don't want to deal with the realities of things. And so that's why that nation is poor today. It's poor like that, this whore. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy it, it's still the truth. Hallelujah. You understand? See, I know I'm an ignorant man. I know that. I know I am ignorant. I am an unlearned man. But what I don't know, if I need to learn, I know how to learn it. I'm not that arrogant that I can't be taught and learn. I know what I'm talking about. It's a fact. It's a fact. And it's still poor today. And yet this nation oppresses other people like that. Oppresses them. And China says, I tell you what, you go to hell, America. I'll pull our money out of your T-bill, your market. You try us. Well, we got to placate China. Well, we want you to be a little nice to the people. Well, allow the media. Mr. Bush gets up at this cowardly thing. Well, China, Russia, they're going to have to do this. They're going to do this. We want Russia to have democracy like Iraq. And Mr. Putin said, if that's the democracy, we don't want that kind. He made him look like a fool. I stand up for what is right and truthful. I don't stand up for any man. Not Jesse Jackson, not Al Sharpton. I stand up for Yahshua. I'm set for defense of the message of Almighty. Yeah. That's what I'm set for. And nothing else. Hallelujah. I don't even defend David Roberts. Because he's a miserable case. So are you. So yeah. May Yah rock you all today. I want to read one more scripture and I'm going to close. I feel tough. I feel wonderful. Hallelujah. I am. This is in the Apocrypha. This is in Baruch. First Baruch. Listen. It says, they knew not his statutes, nor walked in his ways of his mitzvah, his commandments, nor trod in the path of his disciplines, of his righteousness. Is not that this generation? We know not the statutes of Yah. We don't trod in the way of his tzedekah, of the righteousness of Yah. We're all going in our own way. And all the ways of a man that are right in his own sight are there not. This is our Mishra. This is our government here, the book, brothers and sisters. May strengthen you all. May help you all. May bless you all. Yeah, I'm not praying for rain, but we certainly need some, don't we? We'll be a blessing if he brought the showers down. Would it not be? Hallelujah. I'm not going to get upset whether he do it or not. But I sure would like some rain. Hallelujah. Dusty out there, dry. I was talking with a woman, and she said, she looked at me. She looks at me. Merry Christmas. I said, Well, somebody's got to say it. That's the way I respond. I just looked at her. Well, you know my daughter and my son. Their well went dry. A lot of people, their wells are going dry. This earth is dry. We're in that time of a dry season. It's going to be. This is a metaphor of actually what is in this nation. There's no water. There's no living water. Yahshua is the living water for Israel. That's our water. Even in the midst of a great poverty and great dearth in the earth, he had Israel in Goshen, didn't he? But they had plenty, did they not? He brought them out from among the heathens. And they watched and they saw the way they prospered and they blessed. And they were blessed of Yah. And he fed them, didn't he? And even when they had to go get the extra straw to do their bricks and have the same quota, he even did that. He blessed them with that. See, they murmured, but Yah wanted that to be done. So they trust him the greater. So brothers and sisters, we're going to be pressed. He wants us to be pressed. Many of the afflictions are the Siddiqah, but Yah delivers us out of them all. He wants that to be so we're going to trust in him. Oh, so I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in Yahweh. We're going to trust in him. I will trust in Yah. Till I die, I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in Yahweh until he destroys me. So destroy my flesh, Yah. We need to impel our flesh, the affections and the lust thereof. Kill it off, brothers and sisters. And we'll trust in him. We're having problems because our flesh rises up, our carnal minds. That's not the right thing to say, my. What is right to say? You got to speak things politically correct today. I don't speak politically correct. I don't even know what that is. It's a phraseology that man used to say, well, I don't like what you say. Well, tough then. Tough. You're pessimistic. No, I'm optimistic. I want Yahshua to come. That's not being pessimistic because this whole is coming down. All of her indicators says so. All of them. Have a false market. Deceive the people. They rob them. It's amazing how this market robbed the people. Dow drops 298 points the other day, 178 points tomorrow. And then the folks still put their money there. This what you have is nothing but paper mache. It's monopoly money. It's false. I don't want to have one dime around here when it all crumbles. It's going to crumble. Spend it, yeah. What? Get what we need. If I have to buy $10 worth of seeds, we'll buy seeds. And nothing else but seeds, we put them in the ground. Grow. Well, how do you water them? We just take a bucket of water. I tell you what, you got that plant, you got that one. Everyone, you water that one, I water this one. All right, and watch it grow. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. Well, I don't believe it's coming to that. No, you don't. They didn't believe what was coming to them either, did they? Sure. But it's coming to that, brothers and sisters. America's going to pay. She is the conveyor, the purveyor of all kind of filthiness and wickedness in the earth today. She has caused misery upon the world. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. It's either her way or the hell's way. Her policies or no policies. None. Period. They bombed a nation over there and said it had weapons of mass destruction. And they lied. Those little babies over there starving, they're hungry, and these fools were, well, we're protecting America. Where they kill each other like hell, cats and dogs every day. This is a violent nation. Built on violence. Built on stealing and killing. That's what this nation was built on. Oh, I know you have the modifiers of history and they tell you what they want you to hear because history is his story. Whose story? His story. Whose history? His story. Which is his story? So you can be a revisionist and you can modify history any way you want to, but it's a fact. She's a violent nation. That's why she's reaping that. That's why our streets are full of violence. Our homes are drugs. Our homes. I don't care whether it was the black hood or the white hood. It makes no difference. They're hoodie whites and hoodie blacks. It makes no difference. Sitting there, the pedophile, the son's dying, they're using the drugs, they're dying, their minds are twisted. So what you want to, it's the same. Sin. Sin is the destruction of any nation. When you defy Yah, it's going to destroy the people. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. We just need Shemuel, a prophet like that. Let that be your prayer. Praise him up. Yah Baraki, all you that are listening, may he strengthen you all. May the comfort of Yahshua rest upon you, Yisrael. May the words that were spoken today, may they be a great strength to you. We pray that Yah blesses you all. Hallelujah. That's the truth. May Yah bless you all. Bless you all that are listening. May he strengthen you all. May Yah barak you all. Come on, you all sing for us. Bless you all. We sing this to you all. You that are listening, this is for you as we close out this Shabbat, this wonderful Shabbaton. I do hope that it's been a wonderful rest for you all. As we sing our song, that it may be a blessing to you, that it may enrich you on this week. May the strength of Yah rest upon you. Bless you. May he strengthen you. All right, come on. This is for you all that are listening. stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For we do bless you, our Abba, for this Shabbaton, time of rest, comfort. We pray for Israel, you bless them mightily. Watch over the house. We told that you for all things, our listeners and our friends, our supporters and all. Bless them, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. And we shall bless you for this day. And all Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.